And the pasuk continues, Revi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe ve'el Aharon, to say to Aharon, Lemor, saying, Ki yidaber aleichem Paroi Lemor. When Paroi will say to you, saying, Tenu lochem moifes, give for yourself a wonder, give a sign, a wonder that will show the power in your God. Vamarta el Aharon, and you should say to Aharon, Kaches matcha, take your stick. Vahashlech lefnei Paroi, and throw it before Paroi, Yihila sanin, it will be a sanin, a snake. Now the pasuk says, Kaches matcha, there are two pshatim in whose stick this is. Take your stick. Who does yours mean? According to the Malbim and the Ibn Ezra, it means Mate Moshe, your stick, referring to your stick Moshe. According to the Zohar, it means take your stick Aharon. And the reason why Aharon's stick was used here was, since Moshe's stick was created Misheshes Me Bereshes, and it had a special Kedusha to it, therefore Hashem did not want that stick of Moshe should go and swallow the sticks of the Mitzrayim, like we'll find in Pasuk Yud Beis. Therefore, he commanded Aharon to take his stick, and Kaches Matcha means, according to that, your stick, Aharon. There are also two pshatim in what Sanan is. Rashi says Tanan means a nachash, a snake. Ibn Ezra and Malbim learn that there is a difference between a nachash and a Tanan. A nachash is a snake that goes on dry land. A Tanan is a sea serpent. And therefore, over here it says that the stick of Aharon became a sanin, a sea serpent. Balaturim is medayik in the pasuk. Why does the pasuk say "Vahashlech lefnei Paroi yihila sanin"? Throw the stick before Paroi, it will be a sanin, a snake. It should say "Vayihila sanin", and it will become a snake, like it says in pasuk Yud. And he answers that yihila sanin are the words that Moshe and Aharon should say. Hashem wanted to make sure that Paroi sees that the stick became a snake because of Moshe's words and not because of some other reasons. Therefore, he told Moshe and Aharon to say, Hashlech lefnei Paroi, throw the stick before Paroi, and say, Yehila sanin, become a snake. And Paroi will see that it was only through Moshe's words that the stick became a snake, and it happened through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was not some other reason or some other cause. Vayava Moshe v'Aharon el Paroi. And Moshe and Aharon came to Paroi, Vayasu Chein, Kasher Tziva Hashem. And they did like that, what Hashem commanded them. Vayashlech Aharon es Mateu, and Aharon threw his stick, which would either mean his stick, Aaron's stick, or Moshe's stick, Lefnei Paroi, Lefnei Avodah, before Paroi and before his servants, Vayihila Sanin, and it became a snake. Vayikra Gam Paroi, and Paroi also called Lachachomim, to his wise people, Vlamachashvim, to his magicians, Vayasu Gam Him Chartume Mitzrayim. And the Chartume Mitzrayim, the ones, as Rashi says in Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Chartume Mitzrayim are magicians that work with bones, they heat up the bones. Chartume Mitzrayim, and the Chartume Mitzrayim did Belaha Tehem, with their whispers of magic, came like this. It is a little shver in the Pasuk, but the Lashon of Vayikra Gam Paroi. What is Gam Paroi? Paroi also called. It seems that somebody called, and Paroi also called. One has to know what the pshat is in Gam Paroi. Also, the pasuk says three different levels of magicians: Chachamim, Mechashvim, and Chartumim. And the pasuk also seems to start off that Paroi called to the Chachamim and the Mechashvim. But who did it? Vayasu Gamhem Chartumim Mitzrayim. What happened to the Chachamim and the Mechashvim? And Hemek Dover explains that really there are three different levels here. Chachamim are like illusionists, people who can make things seem like they're happening. Mechashvim are people who are actually doing magic. And Chartumim are people, magicians that work with Shadim. The Pasuk said that Paroi called the Chachamim and the Mechashvim, Vayasu Gamhem, and they did that. The Chachamim were able to make a stick into a snake through illusions, the Mechashvim through magic, and the Chartumim would have been able to do it through Shadim. But they didn't want to bother to do such an easy trick through Shadim. Therefore, the Pasuk says that the Chartumim only did it through magic. They did not have to come onto and rely on the Shadim. And this is the way the Pasuk reads. Vayikra gam Paroi lachachamim v'lamechashvim. And Paroi called to the Chachamim and the Mechashvim vayasu gam hem. And they were able to do it. Each one is in his own way. And then you repeat again. Vayasu gam hem Chartumim Mitzrayim. The Chatumim Mitzrayim were also able to do it, but they didn't want to bother the Shadim like they usually do, but rather Bilahatehem came. With their whispers of magic they did it, because this was a simple trick to them. Vayashlichu Ishmatehu, and each one threw their stick on the ground, Vayiu L'saninim, and they all became snakes. And then a special nace happened. Vayivla Mate Aharon Ismatoisam, and Aaron's stick swallowed their stick. As Rashi explains, after it returned back to becoming a stick, in the state of being a stick, Pari's stick swallowed their sticks. Vayechzak Leif Pari Veloshoma Alehem, Pari's heart became hard. He did not listen to them, Kashidibra Hashem, like Hashem had already said. And that was the sign of the Tanin that Hashem told Moshe and Aharon to do before Pari. So Rashi, Posuk, Tes, Moifes, Pari will tell you, give me a wonder, ois a sign, lohidia, to make known sheyestroich b'mishe sholeich eschem, that there is a power to the one that sends you. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon to take his stick and throw it to the ground. It should be a Tanin, a Nochosh. It's interesting that Rashi is saying it on Pasuk Yud, when the first time that it says the word Tanin is really in Pasuk Tes. So Rashi Vayit Belach Tehem, and the Chatume Mitzrayim did it with their whispers, Belach Hashehen, with their whispers. Ve'en Lo Dimyon B'Mikra, we don't really find a similar word in the Pasuk meaning whispering. V'yesh Lidmais Light, but maybe we can compare it to a Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Laha Tacherev HaMisapeches. The simple meaning over there was that Hashem put a malach in front of Gan Eden when he chased Adam out of Gan Eden, and this malach had a lahat hacherev hamisapeches, a sword that was turning, and this sword had a lahat, had a sharp blade. That is the simple meaning, like Rashi says in Bereishis. Here, Rashi says maybe we can say lahat also means here whispers of magic. Doimeshi misapeches al yedei lachash. It seems like the sword was turning through whispers of magic. So even though the Pashup shot is lahat, a sharp blade, maybe we can also say it means whispers of magic, and therefore it would be a raya to this word in our pasuk belahateim, which means whispers. Vayiv lamate aharon es matoisam zagrashi me'achas shechozor v'nasem mate, after it returned and became a stick, vola es kulam, that's when it swallowed all of their sticks. And the pasuk continues, pasuk yudalit. And this is the Hasro for Makas Dam. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Koveh Leif Pari. Pari's heart is heavy. Me'ein l'shalach ha'om. Refusing to send out the nation. Leich al Pari ba'boiker. Go to Pari in the morning. Hine yotze ha'maymo. Behold, he goes out to the water. Why is he going out to the water? Zot Rashi. Because Pari acted like a god, and that he did not have to relieve himself to go to the bathroom. And he used to go early in the morning to the Nile and relieve himself over there. And Hashem told Moshe to meet Pari over there. V'nitzavta l'grosei al svas ha'yar. You should stand before him at the edge of the Nile. V'amata asher nepach l'nochosh tikach b'yodecho. And the stick that you changed into a snake, you should take in your hand. According to what we said before, that there is a difference between tanin and nochosh, where the Ibn Ezra learns one is a snake and one is a sea serpent. The pasuk over here says that Moshe should take the mate that was changed into a nachash. That seems to say not the mate that was changed into a tanin, which would have been Aaron's mate, but rather Moshe's mate that was changed into a nachash in Parsha Shemois when he did this sign before the Bnei Yisrael. And so says Ibn Ezra that it is specifically referring to Moshe's stick that changed into a snake, not Aaron's stick that changed into a matah. So you should take your stick and come before Pari, Bamarto Elov, and you should say to him, Hashem Elokeho Ivrim Shalachani Elecho Lemur, Hashem, the God of the Jews, sent me to you saying, Shalach es ami, send out my nation, v'yavduni ba'midbar, and serve me in the midbar, v'hinei le'shamato at koi. Rashi says, Tupshatam. The simple meaning is, and behold, you have not listened to me ad koi until this point, up to now. Second pshat, Rashi says, v'hine lo shamat ad koi, you will not listen to me until the makkah that starts off with koi amar Hashem kachatzois halayla, the makkah of makkahs becharis, which starts with the word koi amar Hashem, so said Hashem kachatzois halayla, at midnight I will go out to Mitzrayim. Moshe was telling Paro, even before Makas Dam, that you will not listen to me until the 10th Makkah of Makas Bechoris. And over here we see, the Chizkuni says, that Moshe did what Hashem told him. Hashem told him in Parsha Shemois to tell Paro about Makas Bechoris early on, because Hashem is a God that there is no escaping from, and He can tell you exactly what He's going to do, and nobody can escape from it. Therefore, He told Moshe, tell Paro about Makas Bechoris right in the beginning. And one of the places where we find that Moshe mentioned Makas Bechoris early on is here. V'hinei lo shamat ad koi, you will not listen until Koyam Hashem kachatzois halayla Makas Bechoris. Koyam Hashem, so said Hashem, b'zois teda ki ani Hashem, with this you will know that I am Hashem. Hine onoichi make b'mata shabiyodi, behold, I will hit with the stick in my hand al hamayim asher bayor, on the waters of the Nile, v'nefchu l'dam, and they will change to blood. Question is, the Pasuk said, I am hitting. And really, it was Aaron, like we'll find the Pasuk Yotes, that hit the Yor. And therefore, the Torah learns Pshat that Aaron was the one that was the Melitz to Paro. He was the one who spoke to Paro after Moshe said it once. And this Pasuk is referring to when Aaron is speaking to Paro, he will say, Hine anoichi make b'mata shaviyadi. I, Aaron, will hit with the stick in my hand. Because Aaron was the one who really spoke to Paro, and the Pasuk is speaking in the Lashon of Aaron talking to Paro. V'adogo asher b'ya'or tomus, and the fish in the ya'or will die, uvo'ash ha'ya'or, and the ya'or will become stale. V'nilu mitzrayim lishtois mayim min ha'ya'or, and the mitzrayim will become tired from finding an eitzah, a way to drink the water from the ya'or. Ayin Rashi and Yirmiyah, Perik Vav, Pasuk Vav, who says that the Lashon of Daga means many, many fish. And when the Pasuk says, V'hadaga asher b'ya'or, it means that all sea creatures and all different types of fish will die. And that is the difference between Dag, which can mean one type of fish, and Daga, which means all different types of sea creatures. And that was the warning that Hashem told Moshe to tell Paro. Pasuk Yutes starts the tzivui of the actual Makkah. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el Aharon, say to Aharon, kach matcha, to take your stick, unete yadcha, and stretch out your hand. We find that Makas Dam and Svardeya and Kinim were all done through Aharon. Makas Dam and Svardeya were done through Aharon because Moshe was saved and protected by the waters of the Nile. When Yocheved placed his basket in the water, the water protected him, and therefore it was not fit to be hit through Moshe because of the midah of Hakaras HaToiv. And that's why by Makas Dam and by Makas Svardeya, the Ya'ar is hit through Aharon. Kach matcha, take your stick unute yaducha, and stretch out your hand al mei mei Mitzrayim, on the waters of Mitzrayim, al naharosim, al yoreim va'al agmeim, over their rivers, their man-made canals and their ponds, v'al kol mikveh meimehem, and on all their gatherings of water, v'yiyu dam, and there will be blood. Rashi, the Pasuk seems to say, a klal prato klal, meimeh Mitzrayim is a klal, naharosim yoreim va'al agmeim is a prat, kol mikveh meimehem is a klal again. Rashi is not medayik that. V'hoya dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, and there will be blood in the whole land of Mitzrayim. Over here, Rashi does say, what is it coming to tell me by V'hoya dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, that not only in the open waters of the rivers and canals will those waters turn to blood, but even indoors, in the public bathhouses and in private tubs, the water will turn into dam. Uvo etzim, uvo avonim, and in water that is found in kli eitz, vessels of wood, and in vessels of stone. Here the chiddush is that not only in things that are attached to the ground will it change to blood, but even in metaltalin, movable vessels, the water inside them will turn to blood. Vayasu chen Moshe v'Aharon, and Moshe and Aharon did like that, kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. Vayorem b'mateh, and he lifted his stick, vayachas amayim, and he hit the waters, asher b'ya'or, that was in the Nile, la'ene Paro la'ene avoda, before the eyes of Paro and before the eyes of his servants, vayehofchu kol hamayim asher b'ya'or l'dam, and all the waters in the Ya'or turned into blood. And the fish in the yar died. And the yar became stale. And the Mitzrayim were not able to drink the water from the yar. Then there was blood in the whole land of Mitzrayim. We see in Pasuk Yud Zayin, by the Hasra, by the warning, the Pasuk says, Hine anochi make ba'mat asher biyadi. It's mashma that the tzivui was that Aaron should hit the Ur. But then in Pasuk Yud Tes it says, Kach matcha unete yadcha al meime Mitzrayim. Stick out your hand over the land of Mitzrayim. It does not mention hitting it. In Pasuk Chaf, when he actually did the makah, it says again, Vayorim ba'mate vayaches amayim. He hit the water. And the Ramban explains, and so too does Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the pshat was that there was really a command to hit the water, like we find in Pasuk Yud Zayin and Pasuk Chaf. But from hitting the water of the Nile, all the waters subsequently became into blood, because all the waters were fed off the Nile. The Nile overflowed and went into the private man-made canals and ponds. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Iker was that he hit the Ur, and that's why it says it in Pasuk Yud Zayin and Pasuk Chaf. In Pasuk Yud Tes, it was telling you that when you stretch your hand over the land of Mitzrayim, then, after hitting the Ur, it will spread to all the other waters. And that's why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, at the end, Vayehi Adam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. After Aaron hit the Ur and stretched out his hand over all the waters of Mitzrayim, the blood spread from the Ur to all the waters of Mitzrayim. Vayasu chen chartumei Mitzrayim belotehem. And the chartumim of Mitzrayim did like this, belotehem. Rashi brings out two pshatim. Either lotehem means the same thing as lachashehem before, which means whispers of magic, or there is a difference. Lahatehem means magic, lotehem means maise shedim, working with demons. Vayechazak lev pare, veloshoma alehem, and pare's heart became hard, and he did not listen to them, kasher diber Hashem, like Hashem had already said. Now, if all the waters of Mitzrayim turned into blood, where did the Chartumim get the water to change into blood? And there are a few pshatim. One pshat is that any water that was purchased from a Jew, and a Mitzri paid money for that water, remained water in the hands of the Mitzri. So we can say the Chartumim bought water from the Yidden. Also, we can say, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Dalet that Mitzrayim dug around the Nile River underground, and the water underground did not change into blood, and it was that water that the Chartumim changed from water into blood. Vayifen Parai Vayovel Besai, and Parai turned and came to his house, Veloishos Liboy Gam Lazois, and he did not pay attention also to this, not only to the ice, the maifes of the stick turning into a snake, but also to this, also to Makas Dam. Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel learns Pshat in Vayifim Paroi, that Paroi, since he was by the Ur, Vayifim Paroi, he relieved himself. Loshen Hafno. Vayovel Beisei, Loshos Liboy Gam Lazois. Vayach Baruchol Mitzrayim Sevivois Hayar, and all of Mitzrayim dug around the Ur, Mayim Lishtais, for water to drink. They were not able to drink from the waters of the Nile. And it filled up the count of 7 days. After Hashem hit the Ur, as Rashi explains, each Makkah lasted a week, and there was 3 weeks of warning. So the week of the Makkah was filled up, was finished, and the Makkah ended. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Kaved Lev Paroi, Paroi's heart is heavy, Taguma Yakir, Targum says Yakir, heavy, Veloi is Yakir, not it became heavy, Mipnei Shehu Shem Dover, because it is a shame Dover, Kemoi Ki Kaved Mimcha HaDover, because the thing is Kaved, is heavy for you. Hine Yotze HaMaimo, go to Paroi in the morning, he goes out to the water, Linekavov, to relieve himself, Shehaya oise atzmai Eloiha. He made himself to a god. Va'omer she'enoy tzarich l'nekavav. He said he does not need to use the bathroom. U'mashkim, and he rose early. V'yotzei l'nilos, and he used to go out to the Nile. Va'oise sham tzarichav. Over there he would relieve himself. and warn him that he should send out my nation, Behinela Shemata Ad Koi, and you haven't listened Ad Koi. Ad Hena. The Pashup Shad is you did not listen until now. Umidrashoy and the Medrash says, Ad Chetishma Mimeni Makas Bacharis. You will not listen until you hear from me Makas Bacharis. She Eftachbo, that I will start with it with the words Koi. Koyomar Hashem Kachatzais Halailo. Nefchul Adam, and the waters changed to Dam. Why was the first Makah Dam? And Rashi says here, and he also said it in Parsha Shemois earlier, because rain water does not come down to Mitzrayim consistently. And the Nile goes up and irrigates the land. Therefore the Egyptians worship this great water source, the Nile. Therefore Hashem hit their God. After that he hit them. The way Hashem works is that he first punishes their God. And since the Nile was a god, he punished the Nile first. Benilu Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim were tired, Levakesh Refuah, to find a Refuah, a healing, Lameh Hayar, for the waters of the Nile, Sheyir Ru'uyin Lishtois, that to make them fit to drink. Emar El Aharon, say to Aharon, why was Makas Dam done through Aharon? Fishe Hagen Hayor Al Moshe, since the Yor protected Moshe, Kishinishlach Litoichoi, when he was thrown inside of it, the Fikach, Loka Al Yodoi, therefore it was not right for these waters to be hit through him. Vloibidam, Vloibitzvardea, not by Makas Dam, and not by Makas Tzvardea, Loka Al Yodoi Aharon, and it was hit through Aharon. And we'll see by Kinim a different reason why Aharon did the Makah of Kinim. Naharoisa. What does Naharoisa mean? Heim Naharois Hamoishchin Ke'ei Naharois Shalonu. It means moving and flowing waters like our rivers. Yoirehem Heim Berechois. These are pools, unagarim, and ditches. Ha'asuyois Bidei Adam, made by people, Misfas Hana'or, from the edge of the river, L'sadeis, leading into the fields. V'nilus Meimov Misparchim, and the waters of the Nile are blessed, V'oile, and they go up, Derech Hayarim, through these man-made canals, Mashke Hasodois, and they irrigate the fields. Agmehem are ponds. Kvutzes Mayim, gatherings of water, She'enon Noivim, that do not flow. Ve'enon Moshchen. Elo Oimdim Bemokim Echad, they stand in one place, Bekorin Lai Ashtank. Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, these seem to be superfluous words that there was done Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. Af Bemechatzois Uvam Batioi Shebebatim, even in the public bathhouses and in the private tubs. Even in the waters that were in wooden vessels and in stone vessels. And the Chartumim were able to do Makas Dam, Belotehem. What does Lotehem mean? Lachash, whispers, that one says quietly and secretly. According to this, Lotehem and Lachatehem earlier are the same thing. Rabbeinu Amru, Belotehem, Maiseh Shedim. Lotehem means working with demons, but lahatehem maisek shafim. Lahatehem means working with magic. Vayechaz achlev Paroi, and Paroi's heart was hard. He saw that the Chartumim were able to do the same thing. Loimer alidei mechashveis atem oisim kein. He said, "You're doing this through magic. I see my Chartumim can do this also." Teven atem machnisim lefrayim. Would somebody bring straw to Ephraim, the city of Ephraim, Ir Shekula Teven, a city that's full of straw? Afatem, you're doing the same thing. Mevi'in mechashefois leMitzrayim shekulam kshafim. You are bringing witchcraft to Mitzrayim, a city that is full of witchcraft. And Rashi only says it here, and not by the Tanin earlier, because this is already the second time that the Chartumim were able to do this. And that is what, and Pare was saying, it's already a chazakah that this is not done through the hand of Hashem, but rather through magic. And Paroi did not listen Gamlozois also to this. What does it mean by also Lemoifes Hamata? He did not listen to the sign of the stick Shenapach Lasanin that changed into a snake. Veloilozeh Sholdam, and not to this of Makas Dam. Vayimole Shivas Yomim, and it filled up 7 days. Rashi is bothered that Shivas, seven, is plural. It should have said Vayimolu. So Rashi, Vayimole is not going on Shivas, but rather Vayimole Minyan Shivas Yomim. It's going on the word Minyan. It filled up the count, Loshen Yochid, of 7 days. Shloi Shav Hayar Likat Musoi, that the rivers did not return to its previous original state. Shahoisa Hamaka Meshamesh is Revi'a Chodesh, because the Maka lasted for 1 week, a quarter of a month, with Shloisha Halakim, and for 3 weeks, Hayameid Umasra Bahim. He would warn them that the Maka was coming. And the Pasuk continues with the warning for Makas Tzvardeya. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Boy El Pari, come to Pari. And you should say to him, Koyamar Hashem, so said Hashem, Shalach es ami vi abduni, send out my nation and they will serve me. Makas Dam was a warning by the Nile, but Makas Tzvardeya, we find Hashem told him, just warn Pari. He does not tell him to get up early in the morning and go to the Nile. But if you are a refusing person to send the Yidden out, Hine anoichi noigev. Behold, I will hit es kol gevulcho, all your borders, but svardeim, with frogs. The Mefarshim explain that from here we can see the exact borders of Mitzrayim, because Hashem said that your borders will be hit with svardeya. The svardeya will not leave your borders. Mishorat hayaort svardim, and the Nile will swarm with frogs. The alu, and they will go up out of the ur, uva'u beveisecha, and they will come into your house, uva'chadar mishkavcha, and into your bedroom, va'almitosecha, and on your bed, and then uva'veis avodecha, to the house of your servant, uva'amecha, and of your nation. And the reason why it started from Paroi was because Paroi was the one who gave the Eitzah, the plan against Klal Yisrael, vayomer el amo, he said to his nation that the Yidden are becoming a problem in Mitzrayim. And the tzvardeya will go into your ovens and into your dough. And the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel and Pesachim, says that Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah learned to be Moisen Nefesh, to give up their lives for Hashem, from the tzvardeya that jumped into the ovens according to the Tzivoy Hashem, because Hashem told them to. Uvecha, uve'amcha, uvechol avadecha, and in you, and in your nation, and in your servants, as Rashi explains, that the tzvardeya actually will go into your stomachs and croak. Ya'alu ha-tzvardim, the tzvardim will go up. Balaturim is medayik, that in Pasuk Chav Ches, when it was referring to coming into the houses, it says first, beis avodecho, and then amecho. And in Pasuk Chav Tes, when it is referring to going inside their stomachs, it first says amecho, and then avodecho. And he explains that since Pari mentioned his plan to Amoy, Vayomer el Amoy, Hine am b'nei Yisrael rav v'osam imenu, so they were the first ones involved in the plans against Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when it came to the Tzvardeya entering their stomachs, which was the most painful and the most uncomfortable, there, the Pasuk was, Hashem was makdim amcha, he made the frogs enter the nation before the servants. And that is the warning of Makas Tzvardeya. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor laHaron, say to Aharon, Niteyas yodcho b'matecho, tell Aharon to stick out your stick, your hand with your stick, al hanahores, over the rivers, al hayaorim, over the man-made canals, v'al ho'agamim, and over the swamps, over the ponds, v'ha'al es hatzvardim al eretz Mitzrayim, and bring up the frogs over the land of Mitzrayim. V'yet Aharon es yodoy, and Aharon stuck out his hand, although in Pasuk Aleph it says that Hashem said that he should stick out his stick. It says he stuck out his hand. Reb Sadra Goyin and the Torah both say that the Pasuk is Lav Dafka. Once it says stick in a few places, it doesn't have to repeat it. So sometimes, even though it means also with his stick, the Pasuk only says his hand. Vayet Aharon es yodoy al meimei Mitzrayim. And Aharon stuck out his hand with his stick over the land of Mitzrayim. Vatal ha-tzvardeya. And the tzvardeya came up. Lashon Yachid, which either means the swarms of Tzvardeya, or as Rashi explains, Batalat Tzvardeya means one frog, which the Mitzrayim kept on hitting, and the more they hit it, the more it divided and became more. Batachas Eseres Mitzrayim, and the frogs covered the land of Mitzrayim. Vayasu Cheno HaChartumim Bilotehem, and the Chartumim were also able to create frogs Bilotehem, with their magic, or with their Maisa Shedim. Vayalu es ha-tzvardim al eretz Mitzrayim, and the tzvardim came up over the land of Mitzrayim. But Pari could not take this Makkah. He was not able to last all 7 days. Vayikra Pari l'Moshe l'Aharon, and Pari called to Moshe and to Aharon. Vayomer, and he said, Hatiru el Hashem, daven to Hashem, Yoser Hatzvardim and remove the frogs, Mimeni Umeami, from me and my nation, Vashalcha Esa'am, and I will send out the nation, Vizbichu Lashem, and they will shecht, and they will slaughter their karbanos to Hashem. Vayemem Moshe Leparit, and Moshe said to Parit, Hisbo'er Alai, boast over me, tell me something that I can't do, tell me to daven for this makkah to be removed, tell me an exact time, and I will remove it at that time. Hispo'er alai, boast over me something that I can't do. Limosai atir lecha, this that I will daven now. Limosai, when do you want it to go away? V'la'avodecha, and away from your servants, u'la'amcha, and away from your nation. V'hachros atzvardim, to stop the frog mi'batecha, from you and your servants. Rak b'ya'orti sha'arno, that it should only remain in the Nile. V'yoymer limbochor, and Pari said, daven today, that it should go away tomorrow. Vayomer, and Moshe said, kidvarcha, it will be like your word, lemanteda, in order that you should know, ki ein kashem elokeinu, that there is nobody like Hashem, our God. Maskil David explains that this conversation between Pari and Moshe took place on the seventh day of the Makkah. And really, the Makkah would have gone away by itself at the end of this day. But Pari could not take the makkah, and he wanted it to be removed right away in the middle of the seventh day. But Moshe said, Hispo'er olai, boast over me something that I can't do. See if I can take it away at a different time, and you'll see it's the Yad Hashem. On that, Pari said, Lemochar, I'm willing to wait an extra day and to suffer with makkah svardeya an eighth day in order to see if you can really take it away at another time. It comes out from here that Makkah Svardeya was not 7 days, but rather 8 days.